It's time now on Books and Arts Daily for Top Shelf. Andrew Knight's one of Australia's top screenwriters. He's written some of our best-loved TV series and also some films. Gosh, what a credit list this is. They're the classic sketch comedies, Fast Forward and The Degeneration. He wrote the miniseries After the Deluge. I reckon that's his best thing. I thought that was marvellous. There's My Brother Jack, which was terrific too, Kangaroo Palace, and the much-loved ABC series Sea Change. And more recently, he was the co-writer of Rake. See, he's terrific. As you'll hear, his top-shelf picks are quite eclectic. They range from the classic Australian humour of Barry Humphries to Così fan tutti by Mozart.
I guess my top shelf items would be probably starting at about the age of 13 or 14 when I first heard Barry Humphries, and then later Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, but particularly Humphries, because all of a sudden the tedium of my childhood was explained in a single blink. There was this extraordinary man who absolutely had the suburbs that I grew up in down to a T, and I realised that it was perfectly legitimate to be able to laugh at the world I was growing up in. And I would say he was absolutely, Humphries particularly, but again Peter Cook and Dudley Moore later, are absolutely fundamental to shaping my attitude to the world. In fact, to such a point that I've met subsequently a lot of famous people, but the person I still can't speak to, I can never get a vowel out in front of him, is Barry.
Goodness, it's so long since I began my what can laughably called career in Melbourne, Australia, in the suburb of Moonee Ponds. I never dreamt I would become a world famous actress or an international icon or a role model. I never dreamt it was possible. It has been a wonderful, wonderful, and to use a hackneyed word, journey for me. And I'm saying goodbye. It won't mean that I'll disappear, but I'm saying goodbye to touring my wonderful show, because I don't want to be one of those artists who goes on beyond a certain point. I don't want people to say, oh, if only she'd retire. I want people to say, what are we going to do now? Edna's retired.
The other great book I remember from my childhood was by George MacDonald Fraser, and it was the Flashman papers. Flashman, for those that haven't read him, is based on the fictional character Harry Flashman from the incredibly boring Tom Brown School Days. What George MacDonald Fraser did with the character was dump him in the middle of the Victorian era in an historical context, so that this character who was didn't exist was all of a sudden one of the preeminent figures of the Victorian period, and despite the fact he was a craven coward and a charlatan, was rewarded by society for being brave and heroic. I just absolutely loved that attitude. And I've got to say, years later when I come to write Rake, I still think of Harry Flashman. I pretentiously would have to say Shakespeare, particularly The Tempest. But I remember also when I was young, I won some Daggy Prize, and I got to see Peter Brook's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. I just remember coming out of the theatre in an absolute state. I couldn't bring myself down for ages. It was an extraordinary thing, and it absolutely gave me a friendly, funny, brilliant initiation into Shakespeare. So I was able to access his plays. I could kind of hear the way the language worked. I suppose when Deb Cox and I were doing Sea Change, The Tempest was kind of our template, people stranded on a little island. I think you'll find The Tempest was better than Sea Change, but it was still the template. And film-wise, toss-up for me. I know I should be saying a whole lot of pretentious film titles and little esoteric German or Russian films, but in fact, I'm absolutely addicted to Billy Wilder films, particularly The Apartment, which I think taught me everything I know about writing. Probably not well, but I just, if you look at it, it's a perfectly structured script. And the other film that I absolutely loved was The Graduate, which I thought reinvented modern cinema in a completely subterranean kind of way. It appeared not to do very much, and it did everything. It reinvented the way the frame worked. It reinvented the distance you have from characters. And it had an absolutely wonderfully dispassionate view of humanity.
I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot. I wouldn't sell any of them.
Music, if I was the least bit musical, I would claim that I would want to play piano like Glenn Gould, but in fact, I would probably want to thrash a guitar like Hendrix. If I was on a desert island, it'd probably be Così fan tutte, Mozart, because it kind of, with the stupidest libretto in history, it's just the most sublime music. But I also, I'm a huge fan of Leonard Cohen, and I'm a huge fan of Tom Waits, and I'm a huge fan of a lot of music in various forms. I think that'll do you for my top shelf, won't it?
Penny's lawyer, Charlie Hay. I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
It'll do very nicely. Thank you, Andrew Knight. Andrew's one of our top screenwriters. That's his top shelf. Sounds a little bit like my top shelf, actually. I reckon I'd put some of those things on my favourites. And it just occurs to me that the name Sea Change, I reckon that comes from The Tempest. Doesn't that come from Ariel's song, Full Fathom Five, My Father's Love? I reckon it does. I think that might be another link between Sea Change and The Tempest. This is Books and Arts Daily on RN, and I'm Michael Cathcart.